Before we start today, I want to tell you about a great competition at Flyhawkers running. Your chance to win over £2,000 worth of sponsorship in a competition that's now gone live. You can find out more at flyhawk.com. The prize includes 12 club netball dresses, one set of patch netball bibs, 15 t-shirts for players and coaches, and 20 netballs with three large ball carriers. All you need to do is head to flyhawk.com and you could be in with a chance of winning a prize, a sponsorship package worth £2,000. Competition closes on the 31st of May and the winner will be announced on the 2nd of June. Good luck.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always delighted to speak to Camilla Buchanan from London Mavericks. Cam, I needed to have a word with you ahead of a massive game at the weekend. Pulse v Mavericks. Looking forward to it.
Oh, always, always. The London Derby is the big game that we all love to train for. Yeah, a massive occasion, obviously, at Wembley. So I can't think of a more iconic venue for a London Derby. So, yeah, the players are up for it. Coaches are up for it. Can't wait for it.
Mavs are obviously coming off that extra time win against Dragons as well. What was that like for you and Mickey on the bench? Nightmare?
Did you not see it?
Yes.
with the bench cam. Yeah, it's it was a bit of a strange game for us because we obviously had the result against them last time and didn't quite hit the second half with the pizzazz that we needed in terms of the game plan. So that was a little bit of a strange one, but we're able to turn a corner at a pretty crucial point and then kind of see out the game to a draw. It was one of those games that whilst we knew what we were capable of, I mean, you know, it's like with any sport and game when you don't quite get the start that you feel like you've prepared for, it was at what point they were going to turn the screw. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, you know, a little bit of luck in terms of seeing it out to a draw, but then extra time we absolutely, you know, put the game to bed and they came out and just, you know, did the job. So yeah, it was tense in moments. Always had the faith that they'd be able to do it. We probably just left it a little bit too long.
Don't worry, I've saved off the tweet, so in a few years I'll play it back for you.
Wonderful. Thanks.
And you know that I will as well. But it's exactly what we need, isn't it? This kind of atmosphere, and we've seen it so many times this season, big crowds, massive atmosphere as well. On the bench, it'll also reflect on you and everybody on the bench, won't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly what the supporters want. You know, everyone that's watching the game wants a tight to the wire game. I'm not sure I can say that about us on the bench necessarily wanting that for our blood pressure. However, like it's what the game needs. You know, people don't want blowout games, which, you know, you're welcome. We're not giving you this season so far. So, yeah, it is brilliant for the game. We're a really young side, so we're looking for those, you know, performances where we can really see things out in the style that we know that we can. But we'll get there. You know, they're a young side. They're developing, growing each week. So, yeah, the supporters, I'm sure, or the neutral fan are happy with these close contests. Us, not so much.
I spoke to Lucy at the start of the season and one of the biggest things is that she admitted that you're obviously in this for the long term as well, which is good to see. And obviously there's been signs this year that you could potentially make top four. There, I've said it.
Look, everyone knows at the moment, you know, that it always goes down to the wire, right? We're in a good place at the moment. We're happy with the trajectory of our performance, bar a few quarters here and there. But the league is really competitive. You know, you just have to look at Forest taking a scalp off of Pulse last week. Yeah. You know, the Panthers and Rhinos game, like anything can happen. So yeah, I mean, we are in this for the long game. You know, we've obviously got our eyes set on that, but we also know that it's a very competitive league, but we're moving in the right direction for it. You know, we're happy with where we're at the moment, hitting this second part of the season.
With all the changes that were announced at the start of the season, I suppose the question there is, has it made your role more intense, about the same?
Not much has changed in terms of our, you know, we train the same amount. You know, there wasn't a massive spike in that sense, but demands in terms of the quality that we're looking to deliver to the players, and the turnaround is better in terms of, you know, how we've structured our week. But ultimately, we always knew that there was going to be a big shift because of the professionalisation. And we want to not only pass the standards of NSL 2.0, we've also got a job at London Mavericks to, you know, to be one of the best clubs out there, you know, on the global stage as well. So, yes, there is pressure with that, but that's exactly why we're in this game, right? So, yeah, it's been brilliant. It's been a brilliant journey so far. And you know, those demands of professionalising the league and our standards at the club as well. Like, that's always going to be something that we're working towards. So, yeah, it's been great.
Hi, this is Ellie Ratu and welcome to the Netball Show.
I'm going to be speaking to George on a future pod. How important do you feel that Next Gen has been this season?
For us, it's been massive. You know, we've had a couple of season-ending injuries this year. So, you know, we've pulled from our Next Gen, which has been brilliant. I think it was always going to be a year of some teething issues because it hadn't been done before. I think it's run brilliantly. And I think all teams will probably take away some massive learnings about, you know, what worked this year, what didn't work in terms of the link between the two squads. But that was always going to happen in year one. So I can only envisage it getting stronger and stronger, and that link between both teams becoming stronger and smoother. So, yeah, it's been a learning curve, but a good one.
Are we missing maybe a whole age group of players? It would be potentially something for the future, but maybe another Next Gen league as part of that structure? I don't know.
I don't know that there necessarily needs to be another league. I think that there could be some changes in terms of the eligibility of players for that group. I think the age restrictions, I'm not necessarily a fan of them being there. But I do think that, you know, there is potentially some talent out there that could be exposed. But then there's also, you know, some talent in that mid, you know, you're not quite there at NSL and you haven't got a Next Gen team. Like, you know, that we lost some quality players because of that this season. So, yeah, there'll be lots to look at in terms of, you know, the age range. And ultimately, you know, you want that group to be the next NSL group. You know, I think that's ultimately what the aim is, and what age that looks will be different for some clubs. So, yeah, there's lots to learn on that. But again, year one, that was always going to be the case.
200 goals with an 86% accuracy for Emily. You've got to be pleased with that.
Oh, yeah, she's been brilliant. You know, there aren't many shooters like her in the league. We feel very lucky about that. She's been outstanding under the post, and she just offers a completely different style in terms of her movement and how she takes balls. So, yeah, she's been a really class signing, and, yeah, really buzzing to have her on our team.
And Susie as well, second at the minute with 207 feeds, only second to Bree from Forest on 220. From the games I've seen as well, she's another player that's really made an impression.
Oh, look, Susie is, she's outstanding as a human, as an athlete. Her intelligence sets her apart, and she's someone that you 100% want on the ball. I think she's a little hidden gem in this country, and I think that she's got the potential to go, you know, massively far in her netball career. But yeah, she's somebody that you can get her to literally do anything. She's got the physical capacity to do anything because she's one of the fittest players in the country. You know, all of those physical attributes are there. She's also got the intelligence, the skill level. She's so coachable. So, yeah, a hidden gem, and you will only see her getting better and better.
We've seen the news about Gabs. Obviously, you've been around her game in the past, but maybe a word on her and what she's brought to the league over the years.
Yeah, I spoke to Gabby a couple of weeks ago after her second hit, and it was a bit of a blow. It's devastating to hear that someone has to retire. You know, because of that kind of injury, a massive loss to the league. She's, you know, she's a great, again, another great person. You know, really enjoyed my time working with her. She's one of those players that you, that she holds a lot of skills that you can't teach, and she's, you know, she's a real winner in the game. So, you know, a loss for the game, a loss for Birmingham Panthers, but, you know, genuinely wish her the best in whatever she decides to do next. I really hope that the game still manages to keep hold of her. You know, she's just one of those people that you want involved in the game. So yeah, so much to be said around concussion and what, you know, what the protocols are for it. I think, you know, she's followed things. It sounds like she's had some good advice, but yeah, just devastating that it's come to this, that she's had to end her career off the back of it, because I still think she had a lot of years in her left. But yeah, just wishing her the best with whatever she does next.
A lot of us will remember a wonderful team called Surrey Storm. So the question there is, Storm fans were really delighted to see Amy get on court.
Oh, who wasn't delighted to see her, of course? I mean, you know, I'd not worked with Amy up until this point. I obviously played against her and coached against her over the years. And she's, you know, I said years ago that she was an unsung hero that 100% should have had an England dress on her a long time ago. I think that's probably her choice that she didn't. From working with her this last month or so, what an incredible person she is. We seem to be very lucky working with all these great people, but she brings an element of experience that, you know, that we don't have in our group at the moment. You know, the way that she sees the game, you know, she's again another winner out there. She's got a lot of titles under her belt, and yeah, just brings a completely different element to the game that I think everybody loves watching. She's a ball winner. She's a match winner. Yeah, absolutely delighted to be working with her. And how incredible that she came back from that injury when she did. And, you know, I don't think she was expecting a call this early back up to NSL. But, you know, everyone that had worked with her before that's at Mavs vouched for the fact that she's, you know, she's a brilliant person. Not just the on-court stuff, but the off-court stuff as well. She's brought a real, you know, light to this team. So, yeah. Really happy to have her on board.
Glad to see. And we're obviously heading into the game v Pulse at the weekend, Oval Arena. We need as many people there as possible, really. So how's prep going?
Yeah, prep is brilliant. I'm actually looking at Wembley Arches as we speak from my home. Yeah, it's, you know, tickets are still available to this game. Who doesn't want to see this London derby? But no, we're preparing really well. The team's in a good place. They are prepared and they're really looking forward to stepping out and kind of showing themselves that they're in a much different place to early on in the season. So really cannot wait for them to get out there.
Mickey's got her own code, Mickey10, if you're booking tickets. Have you got your own, or should we just use Mickey's?
Yeah, Camilla10 is out there as well, if you fancy.
All right, very good. Get yourself there, get involved. London Mavericks v London Pulse Sunday at the Oval Arena, First Centre Pass, 4 p.m. Cam, easy to say, but good luck. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Andy. Great to speak to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.